Now will you notice here, we are now introduced to his wife. And listen to her. Verse 9, "Then said his wife unto him, Dost thou still retain thine integrity?" And Job did retain his integrity. Satan is beating at that. He's beating him down where he doesn't even want to call himself a man, you see. But he says, "Do you retain your integrity? Curse God and die." Now that's a strange advice coming from a wife. Apparently she wanted to be a widow, but she sees the suffering he's going through. And probably it's a tender suggestion. Doesn't sound that way, but this is a suggestion. And she says, "Curse God and die." Now, there have been those that take the position that Satan, you note, did not remove the wife of Job, removed everything else. And why? Well, she wasn't any help to him. In fact, she might do the devil's bidding, you see. And he said unto her, "Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God? And shall we not receive evil?" In all this did not Job sin with his lips. This man Job, up to this point now, has maintained his integrity. And now, actually, the book of Job begins at this point, here at verse 11. You have here now the integrity of the man attacked. And three friends, that is so-called three friends of Job, come to visit now and comfort him. And we should get introduced to them. Verse 11, and I'm reading it. "Now when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that was come upon him, they came every one from his own place, Eliphaz the Temanite, and Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, for they had made an appointment together to come to mourn with him and to comfort him." Now, this, I think, is very important to see. First of all, Eliphaz the Temanite, we're going to get acquainted with all of them, by the way. He was a grandson of Esau, and that's in Genesis 36, verses 10 and 11. Now, Bildad a Shuhite. Shua was a son of Abraham. And that's in Genesis 25:2, by the way. And that puts him, you see, at the time of the patriarchs. And then you have Zophar, a Naamathite, and Naamah was in northern Arabia. So now we can locate places, and that, of course, must put Job in that area somewhere. Now these men come to mourn with Job. And since I'm going to say some very ugly things about his friends, I think probably we ought to say what we can say good about them. And they were friends until this happened. And this experience alienated them from Job. And the reason was they did not know God, nor did they know why God does certain things. And I think that's the reason that even today, many of us ought to be very careful about trying to explain why certain things happen to other people. We have no right to say, "Well, now God's let that happen to so-and-so for this reason." And then we generally tell the people the reason, and it isn't always a good one. Well, how do you know that's the reason? Now, these men were just as sure as we are today of why certain things happen. But they were entirely wrong. But they were friends of Job. And you'd say to me, "Well, how do you know?" Well, listen to them.